Eita, ndeipi kwa amadzangu, zimpapo omuhle, mthwakazi omuhle, ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu chechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Namhlanje zimpapo omuhle, nasi, it's Tuesday, the 30th of July, 2019. Once again, zimpapo omuhle, welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy, Mike Hove. Namhlanje kuhlelo, tonight on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kickstarted last week. Uhlelo labasakhulayo, uhlelo lwe Mandela Washington Fellowship. Chirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship, chirukuyendera mberi, muri Zimbabwe. The program continues. Last week, we had alumni members of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Beni chasisela ngobunengi babo ukuthi, hi, Tina, we were part of the fellowship. This is what we learned and this is what we've implemented. That has, of course, uplifted the societies around them. Kodwa namhlanje kuhlelo, we'll look to hear from the 2019 fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. For those that don't know, there are currently 700 young African leaders that are in Washington, D.C. Sikhuluma nje kulabantu abayi 700. Hayi, abagcwele, pampa to pampa, abadabuka kwele Africa who are all in Washington, D.C. Bekuhlelo lwe Mandela Washington Fellowship Summit. Namhlanje kuhlelo, we continue with the conversation that we started last week. We look to learn from our Mandela Washington fellows. Ukuthi bona, what did they learn whilst they were on the fellowship? One. Two, what exactly are they looking to do with the skills that they learned and attained as they go back home? One of the requirements is ukuthi, hayi, when you go back home, melo thuthukise uZulu. You must uplift those around you. But most importantly, Zimbabwe muhle sabe sikhuluma nje about isimo sezinto ekhaya. Bona besichasisela ukuthi, hayi, what exactly did they learn that they look to use to change the situation back home? But Zimbabwe Muhle, the six-weeker program which started in 2019 under the Barack Obama administration, once again, like I said, is finally winding down with over 700 African fellows currently in attendance of the Mandela Washington Fellowship Summit, which kicked off in Washington, D.C. last week. And this summit was opened by government officials, amongst them being Dr. Ben Carson. Let's take a look of what Dr. Ben Carson had to say about the Mandela Washington Fellowship.
The brilliant minds represented here are going to be the leaders, not only on the American stage and the African stage, but on the world stage in the future. And each one of you is not just a cultural ambassador of your nation, but you're going to be the ones who have unique knowledge and wisdom to spread to the rest of the world.
I am delighted that we had the opportunity to host you here. I think it was important for us to have the opportunity to interact from you, to be challenged by you, and to learn from you. This has been a two-way street, an opportunity, not just for you to learn from us, but for us to learn from you.
Lizwile Zulukadaba, that was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson, Sizonjalo, from the President of the Heritage Foundation, K. Coles James. The Mandela Washington Fellowship is the topic that we're discussing. Namhlanje kuhlelo will have the 2019 Zulukadaba, the latest 2019 fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. They're joining us live in studio, namhlanje. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, before we delve deeper and hear from the Zimbabwean cohort, let's hear what fellows from other countries have to say about the Mandela Washington Fellowship.
The Mandela Washington Fellowship has been a very rewarding experience for me. Usually when we have to wake up every morning at 8 a.m. in the morning and come back at around 7 or 8 o'clock, we think it's busy, we think it's active, but the type of experience that we've had here has been a life-changing one.
This program has inspired me. I learned a lot. It's time to be a leader.
just completed my Mandela Washington Fellowship, and it has been such a great journey. There's so many memories that were made here, so many valuable lessons that we learned here. I'm really, really looking forward to going back home and implementing every strategic idea and every plan that I learned from the fellowship.
Basically, I just completed my Mandela Washington Fellowship at Virginia Tech, and for me, it's been great. Like, it's been awesome. It's opened up so many doors for me. I feel like there's something in me that wasn't there until I did this fellowship. So I feel like I have been.
Abacha abakuhlelo lwe Mandela Washington Fellowship Zimbabwe Muhle, you just saw what members or fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship had to say. These are 2019 fellows that come from different parts of the Southern African region. Plus 1202-465-0318. That's the number to text if you're looking to join us namhla. Kodwa Zimbabwe Muhle, as usual, you can call me live on air. Plus 1202-619-2077. Ngiyaphinda njalo, plus 1202-619-2077. 77. I know 909 medium wave frequency 4930. We are Jepa 6065, Nepa 15460 kilohertz. What was Luganda Balinga Kosha Pelogi? Abafisu Bugela Ushelolugu Internet. www.voandevelet.com, www.voashana.com. We are Jepa, www.voazimbabwe.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Zimbabwe Mushe, as usual, we're live on our three Facebook pages. As we speak, www.sikhona live ku VOA Shona, sikhona live ku VOA Ndebele, njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So Zimbabwe Muhle, balani ama comments, nyorai ma comments, nyorai ma onrenyu pamusoro pechirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship. You'll hear also from my studio guests who are 2019 fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Share ichirongwa. Lingakhohlwe phela ukufaka ama likes lama hearts ukuze abantu ukuze sibukele uhlelo lethu ngobuningi bethu. Hey taita, hey ta, hola ndeyipiko hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mike Orbe. Tanki abontanga, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is plus 1-202-465-0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3. Nansi ngoma eka DJ Skyver ukuthiwa hey imali yeqolo. Shout out to DJ Skyver for that song. Zimbabwe Muhle at Big Mike 3 is the Twitter and Instagram username, but we're here on our three Facebook pages, so don't run now. Linga Kichimi trying to catch me on Twitter and Instagram. For the next hour, I'm right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, we are Jepa, VOA Ndebele, pa Twitter, never Instagram, to sangana after, and so sangana go Facebook. Hi, once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu, chewe chidiki, uhlelo The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove, nasi mchirongwa. In studio, I have two young gentlemen who are part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship 2019 Zimbabwean cohort. So let me not go far. What's in here? Let me speak to them a little bit. Let you hear what they have to say. So joining me in studio first, I'm gonna go to Mr. Edgar Gweshe. Ngom, Zurufambe.
Mushe mushe mkoma Mike. Magadi.
Mushe mushe. Welcome, welcome ka.
Mara matikoka.
Mashika studio. Final.
Yeah, tapind.
Right. Muripano pa mzinda we Washington DC. Mazo shika. Finally mashika pa Voice of America. Two day walk chicha kunze igno.
Tawaya kuno isu kuti tinge tichikurukura nechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Tichitaura zvatakafunda uye zvatinge tichikwanisa kunoita kana tichinge tadzokera kumusha. Tichishandisa zvatakatoro kuno, zvidzidzo zvatakatora kuno, tichikwanisa kunoimplementa takumusha kuitira nyaya dzebudiriro.
Now, week in, week out, Edgar, I've spoken kune vateereri vedu. I'm sure vakutoziva nezveyali program of Fire Heart. Okay. Week in, week out, ndonyatso watsanangurira kuti chirongwa ichi chine chinangwa chekusimudzira vechidiki vanobva kuAfrica. Asi, requirement one is you have to be doing something within the community. That is worth investing in. Saka imi chimbo chuzi yokuti what organization do you work for? Uyeje munoita nezveba.
Okay, indo shanda ku sangano rinoitwa iro Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Tinoona nezvenyadze democracy and governance. Mm. Saka pamabasa tinoita tinoshanda nemapato akasiyana siyana anosumudzira nyadze democracy ne economic development in Zimbabwe. Mm. Uyewo tine ma community based organizations akawanda. Kana kuti tingati ma organizations anenge ari kumaruwa akasiyana siyana atinoshanda nawo. Mm. Ikoko tinoshanda tichiita nyadze community mobilization kuitira kuti vanhu vaye vari kumaruwa kana kuti vanonzi marginalized communities vange vari involved munyaya dzedevelopment. Mm-hmm. Saka tinotrya kuti tiite decentralized activities atinoita. Mm-hmm. Kuitira kuti kunyangwe vari pasi kumaruwa kuya vange vachiwana voice. Mm-hmm. Uye mukana wekuti vange vachiparticipata munyaya dzezvebudiriro munyika.
Now, Edgar, you've been here for 6 weeks now.
Yeah, sure.
You're about to, the program is winding down, Mark.
Yeah, sure.
Has there been anything specific that you've learned that you felt like this is the one thing that resonated with you in your line of work?
Yeah, I think for me, the major takeaway is the issue for community mobilization, especially looking at issues of democracy and development. I learned that I got skills in terms of mobilization on how we can try to reach out to communities. Mm-hmm. And especially the marginalized communities and get them to participate in political and developmental processes. So one of the issues that we learned is like we have to make deliberate efforts to ensure that we reach out to them, increase their access to information. Also maybe try to treat them as well on their fundamental human rights and their obligations as citizens. Mm-hmm. So for me, that has been the major takeaway that I'm hoping that going back home, we will try to implement that and ensure that everyone is involved in our developmental and political processes.
All right, Edgar, look back to you. So look at that, you just heard from Nunzana Edgar Kweshe. He's a 2019 Mandela Washington Fellow. Yena utabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Hi, Limzwile na ngumunye ongusakulayo. He's here in Washington DC. However, in studio, I don't only have Mnumzana Edgar, ngilomunye ongusakulayo, Mnumzana Usavelo Nare. Savelo, keep on.
Right.
You are here in Washington DC. Usufikile puti. What brings you to Washington DC?
Usiletela pa Washington DC program ye Mandela Washington. Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
So basically i program lei ibona ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo who are already doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So you come here to be kumele ube ushapeni ushapeni through exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Networking. Mm-hmm. Also learning which is part of the process. You go in class, you visit your companies, your site visits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the purpose is to develop you at the end of the day.
Now, when I say you are well versed on something, into a kanyangani ge a super bantabane in Zimbabwe, in double AMA tax, when you work particularly in that tax world, aust elogunenge, and also mifisuguzu, kanti imali abantu yapi?
Oh, ufundi ngiqale ngikhulume ngingumuntu.
Umsebenzi wakho bese sichazisa ukuthi kanti nqa abantu sebekhalala bese sithaba 2% imali.
All right. Mina umsebenzi wami ugoqela i-tax, which that is my main job. So engikwenzayo ngiyancedisa ama company labantu nje in general ukuthi babhadale imithelo yawo. Ukuthi bangabhadali imithelo eminingi kakhulu. Esithi ngesilungu tax avoidance, but at the same time si avoid kumbe singayenzi ukuthiwa yi tax evasion.
Mm-hmm.
So we want we assist people to avoid tax rather than evading tax.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I run a consultancy business which deals with tax consultancy, which involves preparing accounts for companies, tax accounts, assisting them in paying their taxes, submitting ama tax returns, representing them as ama disputes, and also conducting ama seminar or education for the purpose of tax. So I also write a book at taxation. Mm-hmm. I have got published books as a chancellor at my universities.
Mm-hmm.
The main flagship program to tax law and practice in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. It is now in its 10th edition.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, what did you learn on this program that you feel this is the one thing that we need to take back as Zimbabwe and use it? Always as a tutugi is Uzulu as Zimbabwe.
Okay. Ndla umbenga kaphendula umbuzo wako waphendula umbuzo ukuthi imali zabantu siyanga.
Exactly. Yes, where is the money going, Bafo? Where?
Ukuthi imali yakho iyangapi kudepende ngokuthi ukhangele ngaliphi side ngoba nxa generally abantu nxa bebadala tax bafuna into ezibambekayo ukuthi hayi imali yami isebenzise lokho.
Vele thina Zimbabwe siyafuna ukubona imali ukuthi nayi imali.
Yilo uhlupho lukhona. Generally that is what people expect to see tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
But now minister wakhuluma wathi imali yendlela esisebenzise ngayo sisebenzisa ama public services sabhadala isikwedi izwe lesikwedi esikhulu kakhulu. So 2% basically wathi is ring fenced ukuthi badale isikwedi esiyakhumuleta. During iskandile siyana where there was no physical discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So yikho bathi iyakhona imali yakhona. Even bathi yaya ku cyclone idai. Bathi yayincedisa kakhulu.
Okay, hayi siyakuzwa bafo. So usungaphendula ke bese uchazisela uZulu ukuthi wena what exactly did you learn on this program that you felt ukuthi hayi this is the one thing that I feel like I must take it back home. You fundisa abanye abontanga ukuthi hayi wena ungayenza so these are the results. Ukuze bakwazi ukuzithuthukisa.
Ah mina ngafunda okuningi kakhulu but I can just pinpoint kulutshwana nje. Into engayifundaye ka emqoka kakhulu especially lapha eAmerica ukubamba isikadi.
African time agula.
Yeah. There is no hurry in Africa.
Yeah,
certainly there is no hurry. So you realize that in most cases, kulezi izinto omele uzenze ugcine ungazenzanga ngendawo yokuthi asibambe isikhathi. So ngahle ngabona ukuthi efficiency is made is highly promoted ekubambeni isikhathi. So mbona ukuthi Africa into omele siqhakathekise ukubamba isikhathi ukwenza izinto. So into engayifunda yakho and also in part of business in the way which American companies are transparent.
Honesty
is actually a virtue. Actually we also actually learned ukuthi if you are to grow in business, your customers should trust you. Customer service lapho iphezulu kakhulu. Abadlali ngecustomer service. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kulenye izitshalenti esiyaphuza ukuseva sagcina sidle mahala nje njengecustomer service and yabo ekhaya abakukhangeli lokho. So I think those are the things which we need to improve as a country if we are to attract investment. Yeah.
Now regarding dzokere kwa muri vagwesha, you work within the I guess we'll call it the human rights world, the information world, whereby you teach about these are your human rights. You know, you try to get more people to access more information about their political rights and etcetera. Muri kuona zviri kuitika munyika kuna vanhu vakawanda kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa. As an organization, as a young person, what did you learn in America within that sphere that you feel like, let's take this home, implement it, and figure out a way that people's human rights will not be affected on?
If you look at, like yesterday, we had Mr. Ben Carson addressing the Mandela Fellows. One thing that he actually said was to say that as youths, we have a huge responsibility in our hands to go back home and implement what we have learned. And then he said also that the future of Africa is in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say the same for Zimbabwe and to say the future of Zimbabwe is in our hands as young people.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think what we have to do is to get everyone involved. Like, of course, I know there's a lot of political and economic crisis which people are crying about. Mm-hmm. But then there's this need to make people realize that it is up to us as the ordinary people to make sure that we have the change that we desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up to us to participate and make sure that we create a better future for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So on our part, like as people coming from civic society organizations, basically our job will be to go down there and maybe try to make sure that we go out like to reach out to the marginalized communities. Because we also learned something about the issue of marginalization of communities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is also one thing that impacts negatively on democracy and even economic development. Mm-hmm. So, like I always said before, like our aim is to make sure that we get everyone involved. Mm-hmm. We impart as much knowledge as possible to the most ordinary citizen, mm-hmm. and then make sure that as soon as the people are equipped with the adequate information, they are then able to actively participate in all the political and economic processes. Mm-hmm. And also, like I would say also that an informed citizenry is also one that is able to hold their leadership to account and also maybe try to push for what they desire.
All right. Well, my daughter, Libaneng, Abafisung, so, Sabelo, can you give us your last words? Lao Edgar Osnigas, your last words? This is Tati Panel to ASV.
Okay. Don't expect Uti America is aware. You solve the problems. I'm born to a city, I remove our sanctions, But our sanctions, Amakuru Akulu, they are within ourselves. Corruption, that is the biggest sanction. How do you explain it with the 15 billion at Kacha engine? Nothing happening. Yeah. So that is a problem. So the problems are within ourselves and the solutions are within ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's unite as Zimbabweans, regardless of political affiliation, mm-hmm. and have one goal, have one vision of building a Zimbabwe, which we want.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mumumzana, Sabino, Nari, thank you, Bapo, thank you, Mungana, Shelagis.
Yeah,
right, Edgar, Mazuako, Pesir.
Ininingangoda kuirana nezvataurwa namukoma Sabelo kuti isu tiri maZimbabweans nenhamo dzese dzatinadzo, of course tiri vanhu yekuti tiri kushuvira shanduko yekuti upenyu wedu unge uchiita nani, asi nyaya iripo huru ndeyekuti isu semaZimbabweans, kana nichiti isu kutaura kwete mayouth chete, asi munhu wese ari muZimbabwe, tisu we are the change that we desire. Saka nyaya yekuti tiunze shanduko munyika yedu iri kwatiri isu. Atisi vanhu vanofanira kunge vachitarisira kune dzimwe nyika, nekuti mukatarisira munyika yeZimbabwe tine upfumi, tine I think we have got almost everything that we need for development. So we are the change that we designed. It is up to us as Zimbabweans to make sure that we shun corruption, to make sure that there's good governance and ultimately development.
All right, Bafo, thank you so much, my first name.
Thank you so much.
Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard from Mumnumzana Usabelo Nare and Mr. Edgar Gweshe. Now, as I bring in my next panel, Zimbabwe Mushe, let's go to a video clip. Owai Mumonga Meli, former President Barack Obama, he had some words to give to the Mandela Washington Fellows back in 2016. Let's take a look. Right, I kanya nani vitueti, aili azi uti imishina sometimes ya shupa. Goto zulugandaba, namshanje uhlelo lukona, tirikutawara newe chidiki, varipachirongo che Mandela Washington Fellowship. Saka istruku gazira uti tichange tikuunzirai imwe panel, vanu waviri, young women who are doing groundbreaking things on the face of the country and the face of the continent. Goto zibapo mwushle, ifitio elea, ega munga meli, uoi munga meli, parako pama isi wele, tiani lebe. Let's check it out.
Africa has enormous challenges. The world has enormous challenges. But I tell the young people that intern in the White House, and I usually meet with them at the end of their internship after 6 months, I always tell them, you know, despite all the bad news that you read about or you see on television, despite all the terrible things that happen in places around the world, if you had to choose a time in world history in which to be born and you didn't know who you were or what your status or position would be, you'd choose today. Because for all the difficulties, the world has made progress and Africa's making progress. And it's growing. And there are fewer conflicts. And there's less war. And there's more opportunity. And there's greater democracy. And there's greater observance of human rights. And, you know, progress sometimes can be slow. And it can be frustrating. And sometimes you take two steps forward and then you take one step back. But the great thing about being young is you are not bound by the past. And you can shape the future. And if all of you work hard and work together and remain confident in your possibilities and aren't deterred when you suffer a setback, but you get back up and you dust yourself off and you go back at it, I have no doubt that you're going to leave behind for the next generation and the generation after that an Africa that is strong and vibrant and prosperous and is ascendant on the world stage.
All right, Limzile owayengumongameli Barack Obama number 44. Kuthiwa if you fall down, get up, dust yourself up, and get up and get going. Kodwa Zimbabwe muhle, earlier on I announced ukuthi in studio I'm going to have two women that are doing things izimanga in Zimbabwe. So let me not speak for them. Let me allow them to speak for themselves. Joining me in studio, I'm going to start with Anna Rwanika. Anna, ndip.
Ndip, right? Turibo.
Bo, bo. How's life? How's America?
America is pretty good, but extremely hot. I thought it snowed all the time for some reason. I know.
You see, that's the problem. They gave you Wi-Fi, they gave you water, they gave you everything, and you got to complain about the weather.
Of course, why not?
Anyway, but thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being part of the 2019 Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get down to it. Could you tell us a little more about your organization and what you do, and why YALI?
Okay, so professionally I'm a marketer, mm-hmm. and I've been working in financial services for over 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I'm here is because I'm also a volunteer with Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So with Special Olympics, what we do is that we actually promote the inclusion of people with intellectual disabilities using sports and also providing them a platform to share what they're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And because isusumu culture yedu yemashona, tidikunyenyotala nezivan vanu hurema wepfungwa, because that's what we call vananima intellectual disabilities. So what we're trying to do is to change the narrative. Kuchinja upenyu wevanhu vakadaro kutaridza kuti vanokwanisa kuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. So that's the reason why I actually applied to come to YALI,
mm-hmm.
because Special Olympics headquarters yacho iri kuno kuAmerica.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get an opportunity to actually come and learn from them here.
Zvino sezvo you've now spent what, 6 weeks now?
Yes.
The program is coming to an end Friday. Mm-hmm. Mnengo bab torapas.
Yes.
What have you learned from this program that you feel like, okay, this is what stood out and this is what we need to take back home?
Okay, I've learned so much. First of all, the issue of collaboration is something that's really big. So inini, because I'm in a disability space, inquiry specific to intellectual disabilities, I realize that it's a more broader spectrum, like vanvari visually impaired, vasinga kwanse kuona, vasinga kwanse kufamba. So it's more like doing collaborations together because, you know what, despite the fact that the disabilities are different, we know for a fact that the issues are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned that, you know, going back home, I need to actually collaborate more with the different organizations that actually deal with disability rights in Zimbabwe so that we're able to achieve the goals together. Because
mm-hmm.
what I realized is that kana tiri kumba tichidautaranima different ministries, we are all going with different voices.
Mm-hmm.
But tagaita a collective unit tichena noita, you know, advocate for vanhuvanema disabilities notitira zvakanaka. So that's the biggest thing that I've learned, that I need to collaborate more when I get back home.
You just reminded me, Mazu, I'm
exactly.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe Mutle also joining me in studio is Thandekile. Unjani sis? For those that were listening to the Shona Air Show, she was the young lady was on the Shona Air Show, and now she's here on The Connection. About your line of work.
Okay, so mina, I'm a writer. Nipala.
Mm-hmm.
On environmental issues,
mm-hmm.
but mostly ngama human rights issues, ngama issues of social justice.
Right. Aha, vele wena yon, hot soup. Those issues are one, those are hot topics right now, Ekai. Abantu abaningi, especially human rights activists, are people who are constantly complaining, ukuthi amalungelo abo keep getting affected time and time and time again. What did you learn on this program that you feel like you could take back? Nkulumalo Edgar Laye, who was also talking about the same thing. Is there anything that you learned on this program that you feel like we could take back and implement in a manner that bona labo, they feel they're now being protected?
Well, the one thing that struck me was I had this whole image that there's an international community out there that you can look up to and go to for solutions, and that, you know, the world is one place where we are looking out for each other. But coming here and meeting abantu from different African countries has taught me that everyone has their problems.
Mano like, a mano.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So nobody is coming to help. Mm-hmm. And this is pushing me to a position, Ewuti, let's find the solutions for ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we want protection, we have to demand that protection on our own. As Zimbabweans, our solutions should come from us and nobody else.
So yeah, vumelana lombono kasabelo yena when you were saying ukuthi thina njengabantu abayizalwane zeZimbabwe, we're supposed to fix our own issues and not look at abanye abantu ukuthi please, please help us, please.
Ngiyavumelana lawo ngoba you know, mina ngise Zimbabwe, I felt ukuthi situation yethu it's so bad and I was wondering ukuthi how kanti abantu ababoni ukuthi sidubekile kangaka. But meeting all these African countries with bigger issues than ours, and even countries outside of Africa. Ngoba, we had that bombing in Sri Lanka, wafabantu more than 200. We had, and then when usubu isukalele ukuthi bezokunceda ngeyakho, you know. So everyone is dealing with their problems. We have to man up and deal with our own problems.
Okay. Now, let me go back to you, Anna. You touched on a hot topic. President Barack Obama used to constantly love talking about collaboration across the continent. He constantly hammered on how, as African youth, you're the solution to your own problems.
Yes, we
if
are.
If you collaborate, but don't work Nigeria knows that solution with a problem.
Exactly.
And now, with a solution with a problem.
Exactly.
Have you met anyone on this program that you felt like, when we go back,
you know, it's actually funny. I met the first person I'd ever seen from Cabo Verde. I didn't even know we had an island like that in Africa. They call it Cabo Verde. It's Portuguese, actually. So he's one person who I really bonded with, especially on the issues of inclusion, because he has a background in Paralympics and he also starting something for Special Olympics in Cabo Verde. And I know we can really work to grow both programs together. So I think, yeah, definitely. I met someone who I'm like, we're going to work together.
Now, African culture in general frowns down upon people with mental disabilities and physical disabilities.
Yes.
How do you go about dealing with that stigma? Because certain things are frowned down upon. How do you then take what you learned out here and take it back?
So the biggest thing that I realized is that it's trying to change the mindset. And the only way you can change the mindset is actually providing the right information and the knowledge and bringing out, we call them athletes because we do sports, bringing them out and showing people what they're capable of. Like, for example, before I came here to America, there was that Taste of Zimbabwe thing that was happening at home. We brought our athletes out to actually take part in a cooking competition so that people can actually see. It was great. They actually won. It was amazing. So it's like putting them out there for people to actually see for themselves that they're capable of doing stuff on their own and actually achieving something.
But is that not as difficult as teaching an old dog new tricks?
Well, if you're looking at the generation yana kuguangu, I have gotten to the point of them changing the terminology because when Maiva described as Mazimke, Masaska, now they're a bit more respectful. Of course, you can't change everyone, but if I start small, I'm sure at some point,
One by one.
Because in America, it took them 50 years to get to the point they were today, that they are today. So, it's going to be a long journey, but mshana chashikeni.
When I get mamoyo, utakole collaboration. How do you go about collaborating abantu abasakhulayo who are on the face of the continent? Not just on the face of the continent, but even within the country. Limi 42. How do you go about collaborating? Abantu abayi 42. And then on top of that, limi 700. How do you go about collaborating abantu abayi 700?
So, mina, my collaborations have actually started because the focus of my writing is on Gukura Hundi. And it's an issue that
you
is...
You love hot topics, no?
Well, those are the topics that affect me, unfortunately.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, so while I was here, I was trying to talk to my other fellows from Zimbabwe, asking them, do you know about Gukura Hundi? Are you aware that there is this huge thing affecting a certain part of the population? And I feel like I managed to reach out to many of them because I feel the awareness iyadingakala. Because these are issues causing disunity in the country. These are issues... these are issues that are causing a lot of disunity in our country. So I feel if we get to a point where all of us are on the same page about Ubuthi Vele, what happened and what can we do, if we collaborate, we can solve that issue together.
Now, udaba lwekhukhula is a very, very sensitive topic.
Yes.
A lot of people, were, especially now, yes, we understand what the effects of it are ongoing.
Yes.
However, kule generation yabantu who look at it and go, ah, tina siyazi kukhula hundi. How do you go about creating awareness while still allowing them to walk that sensitive line to understand what this is, something that is actually affecting someone's life to the standpoint?
So you see, like, Mina, e-research that I'm working on is actually on intergenerational effects of kukhula hundi.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we are in a position where we have people saying, you were not directly affected, so what do you know about it? But what does that mean, I was not directly affected? We have people whose parents died, who are my age. We have people who were born of rape by soldiers, are they not victims? We have grandmothers whose children were killed, are they not victims? We have people who had no one killed in their family, but they witnessed our murders. Are they not victims? We were raised by bitter parents, angry parents who could not show us any love because they were battling all these things from kukhula hundi. Are we not victims? So kukhula hundi has intergenerational effects, which if they are not dealt with now, are going to affect the generation of our children. Because we are also bitter. We need peace, but we are raising this generation with all this bitterness, tribalism, this bitterness. And I think there will be no development in Zimbabwe until we solve issues as a unit. Without Uti, I'm Debele, I'm Shona, I'm whatever.
Now, how do you go about solving it? Because it's something that, like you said, needs unity.
Yes.
So how do you go about solving it? If kulomuntu othi we're not,
you give them the facts. So my writing is actually putting the facts out there that this is what happened, appealing to the human conscience of in all of us to say, if this happened in your country, why are you not concerned about it? So if people start to get concerned about it, then we hope we'll have one voice to say, let's discuss what happened. I don't have all the answers to what happened. All I need is for us to get to a position where we are now saying, we acknowledge that this happened. What next?
I love this panel, guys. Woo, this is fun. All right, Anna, I'm going to come back to you. There seems to be a theme here. Both of you seem to be working on something whereby it's about making the next person understand the troubles of another person.
Yes.
When you talk about the face of the African continent, we've touched on the fact that there are a lot of people who feel like, people, I wash out. When it's your problem, it's your problem. When it's my problem, then it can become my problem. How do you go about appealing to someone's conscience to say, can you see that this person is in a position whereby, one, they need empowerment, and two, they need you to understand that, treat them as though they're human.
Yeah, so I would go back to what Tandekile said. It's appealing to someone's human conscience. And it's using facts, live examples. For example, inini ndakakura nevanangwari autistic in my neighborhood. I never had a problem with them when I was in primary school, but when I got to high school, ndakangotanga kungudzwa kunzi vana vanopenga usatambe
navo. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, like, okay. And I followed that. I don't want to lie. I literally listened to people and went away from these children. But as a grown-up, I started realizing, kuti kwe ndakazvara mwanari autistic. And everyone discriminates my child because they don't understand that disability. So you know what? It still goes back to that. Just showcasing what these people are capable of doing. Kanavariko athletics, I know in the Pawakainakuma World Games in March, the president actually went to visit them because he had like a trip to Dubai. And it was so motivating for them because all the countries that they were there, it's only Zimbabwe that had a president from Africa who visited the athletes. And vakawina ma medals just because of the fact yukuti vakango feel like, you know what, president atotitarisa, but nobody else looks at us. So it's just appealing to the human conscience, just like she said.
Now, as we I need to take one more panel. Somebody, yes, guys,
I know.
Oh, it's okay. So I'll give you both about a minute each to wrap up and give your last words about the program. One, two, what you learned that you feel like this needs to be implemented and how you plan on implementing it.
Okay, so my last words are people should definitely apply for this program. I know a lot of people will be like, okay, Kwantiri, this is not relevant to me, and Imbofandaka choose when, all of that. I think it's just very important to always try. You never know, you might get a chance to come here. And the biggest learning the lesson that I really learned is that, you know what, as Africans, you need to be open to your peers mm-hmm. across the continent. I used to be a person who was very closed off. If it wasn't something to do with Southern Africa, I didn't care. But now I've opened my eyes to realizing that we have a lot of things in common and a lot of things that we can learn from each other. Mm-hmm. So just open your eyes and learn more about those that surround you, especially in the African continent.
Mm-hmm. Mamoy.
Well, my views are similar as well. What I have learned is that I must stop focusing just on my problems, mm-hmm. but also as a writer, especially, also focus on everything that is going on in Africa mm-hmm. because... if the problems are the same, which means the solutions will be similar. So mm-hmm. we need to collaborate and work together to solve those. Mm-hmm. So what I intend to do going forward is I will keep on writing about Gukurahundi. I will keep on writing about problems that affect me, but I'll also highlight the problems that are going on in other African countries.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Limzwile nangu mamo yuti. Asante sana iwene nitine basa ngati endremberi. Let's join our forces and collaborate. What does Mbapo Muhle? Let's go to a little social media break. Social media bump yet to Imenjani. Let's show you our social media details. And when we come back, we're going to have our third panel, which will feature two young Zimbabweans as they talk more about the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Check.
Hey, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
All right, Nguva 242, Washington DC, Zimbabwe 842, uhlelo The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove, nasimchirongwa tirikukurukura nevechidiki vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. The 2019 fellows, we have them in studio. Earlier on you saw umnumzana Usabelo Nare, he's a text musician, sings it a musician, magician. And then you also saw umnumzana Edgar Gweshe, yena owe enhlanganiso ye Zimbabwe Crisis Coalition. And then you saw unkosazana Thandekile Moyo, njalo uAna Ruanika. But Zimbabwe Muhle, I have two young gentlemen in studio joining me who are also part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. So I'm going to start off with the gentleman on my right, Mr. Simba Mubuma. Deipko.
Shirisei mkombele.
Zurufamba, zurufambe.
Nah, ndizozo.
Dukto na magaturuwa suit.
Yeah, ticha.
Mwaya zutura bazarangu.
Kwa Amerika.
Aywa, mapinda mchirongwa. Welcome, and congratulations on making it on the 2019 Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Your name, when I Google it, page one, ininga yungu, Simba.
Oh.
Ichi ngote Forbes, ichi ngote Chi, ichi ngote Chi.
All right.
Lekamba, nirungo neto. Could you tell people more about your company and why is it so esteemed?
Okay, so yeah, my name is Simba Mubuma. Mm-hmm. So I trained as a lawyer, but in 2014 we started the startup where we work with lawyers to help them, you know, take their law firms from one place to the next mm-hmm. using tech. Mm-hmm. So we're selling different software for case management, for billing, just ensuring that lawyers get into a future where tech actually makes sense mm-hmm. In the legal profession.
Now, as I mentioned early on, your name is already a hot topic.
Yeah.
So why come for the Audi program? How does that help?
Okay, so I mean, the truth of the matter is that I'd never really spent this much time outside of Zimbabwe. right? So if you are in Zimbabwe for that long, you sort of want to go out there and experience, you know, a different level of environment, a different network as well. So, yeah, I mean, the other things that have happened to me have been great, but this has been really different. So the reason why I applied for this program is to spend 6 weeks in the U.S. and to learn as much as I can. And I've done that. So, yeah.
Now, your company is more in the tech world, which means you're online.
Yeah.
Kumushoko, akuna na magets. Saka chindudzo kuti mari yako ine big ruva kupi kana usina magets.
No, so I think, you know, the beauty of it for us, I don't think it's, you know, I don't want to sanitize kusheka kwa magets because of course magets anfandaripo. Right? So a lot of businesses that we work with actually, you know, try because business for it to run, they need some form of power. So people are getting innovative out there on how they use that. So we've been fortunate that the community that we deal with has the resources to be able to provide that sort of infrastructure to remain powered even in the darkness that is Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Simba Mvuma. We still have him in the studio. Lingakabanguti, because I'm cutting him off, he's gone. He's still here. But joining me also in studio, to my left is Mnumzana, Mr. Pasmo Ndlovu. Zurufa Merengom. Mwishe. Ndukona magatoru waka page ke Zimbabwe flag. Patriotism. Ya, nukwadira manje. Vatereri kuti munoita nezvei uyezve chii chakanyatsoita kuti muve nechivimbo chokuda kuva nhengo yechirongwa ichi.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm someone who is very much passionate about radio. I love it when I see developed communities in my country. I'm in the media. I just completed my first degree in media and society studies with the Midland State University. And I did apply for this program because I wanted to expand my network and gain more like trainings and mentorship from the people who can help me with the project that I'm doing. Ndinobika Zvirongwa Zviparadio. I do podcasts. I have The Update with Pasmo. I have Swabu Tommy. These projects are for the specific communities from Chirezi, where I come from, the Shangani communities. I want to tell you, Mike, media is the most powerful tool to bring about change in the communities. Like, if we empower the people just by giving them a platform where they express themselves, you know, kuti vangoona kuti izvinhu zvatifanira kuita kuti tisimudzire kuti tizive kuti matambudziko ari kusangana nawo ndeapi tifanira kuona vachizviexpressa. It's because vanenge vataura kuti we are facing these challenges and stuff, so we need to, you know, help and stuff. Saka ndakaona kuti zvakakodzera kuti nditange maprograms anga, especially Swabu Tommy is for the Shangani communities vari kuchiredzi, macommunities akaita sana Muhlanguleni, you know, those people, they don't have access to, like, negative information yakazara. They need to have a platform, like, they are not represented in Dr. Panyadze Paridu, like, local content eduku Zimbabwe, inyankwita cater for those communities. So, inini, I'm doing these projects, kuti, ndingo vapa a platform so that they express themselves. So,
Zino Mkoma, you are working in a field whereby a lot of young people want to be a part of it. I'm now seeing ku Zimbabwe every second young person and a podcast.
Yeah.
Every second young person are going to live by Facebook. How is this becoming more effective by the day? Seeing as though, if we look at, for example, the data struggles, young people are not access to data. Podcast by internet. How are you reaching the people?
Okay. We came here to learn. We came here to connect with other people. In your professionalism, we connect with the people who are the same projects, very cool level at such as we can see. And then we hear from them, so it's like we just professionalism. We are trying to be professional. And then those people you are talking about. I know Timon, we say it's he or she is on internet doing something on internet. Some are making money on internet, but then we're not for money. We are for community development, like civic engagement. We want the people in the community to express themselves. Like, it's not about money. Got some business, like podcasts or documentaries. Some people do it for money, kungo tivango one or something, but then we are not doing it for money. Tiri kungoita zvinhu for kungo tisimudzire nzvimbo.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle. Asi munozama nakira nita technology. Ha, technology nombo dispark. Joining me live via Skype, Mnumzana Robson Chere. Joining me live via Skype. Vachere, zviri kufamba here mukoma, mapinda, 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 vem chirongwa.
Dino fara kuri sei, dino fara kuwa pachirongwa.
Aiwa. ndimi kama muri ku America makuto demonstrator technology kamushandisa Skype.
Ndinoona kuti technology yakanaka zvikuru nekuti pandiri nekwamuri nevatereri vari kuona zvinhu zvinofadza uye zvinhu zvatinoshuwira kuti isiwe chidiki tinge tichishandisa zvikati.
Ndizvo izvozvo. Vachere imi muri nhengo yeAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uyezve muri kuno muAmerica muri pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Makutosvika, chirongwa chakutosvika kumagumo. Ndiudzewo mukoma, recently atuza mapepanhau, your name has been all over. Zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kunetsa nyaya yepayment nezvinhu zvakasiyana. Pane zvamungati madzidzo here pachirongwa ichi zvamakatarisira kushandisa kumusha uko kuti mubatsire kwete just my teachers but vanhu vari mumacommunities akasiyana siyana who are facing the same challenges?
Tinoda kuti titsanangure nyaya yezvedzidzo nekuti kudzidzo ndiko kwandakarerekera. Ndiri munyori mukuru sezvamataura musangano reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uye zvakare ndiri murayiridzi pasecondary school muZimbabwe. Saka tiri munyaya yedzidzo kuno ndainyanya kufokasa nezvedzidzo izvozvo. Ndakafamba nzvimbo dzakawanda ndichiona kuti nyaya yedzidzo yakamira sei muno muAmerica. Ndikawawo nehurukuro dzakawanda pakati pevamwe wechidiki vari kuona nezvedzidzo muAfrica, mamwe mafelo ekune dzimwe nyika, tichiona kuti dzidzo yemunyika mavo yakamira sei uye zvakafanana here nemunyika medu. Zvii zvingade kuitwa seAfrica kuti zvimuve, kwete Zimbabwe chete asi Africa, kwete Africa chete asi macommunities atinobvawo zvekare. Saka takava nehurukuro yakawanda uye tikakwanisa kutsanangura, tikakwanisa kudiskasa zvakati wandei. Tikaona kuti no, kune anonzi masustainable development goals and education yakaiswa panumber 4 asi kuti isvikike pane zvakawanda zvichida kuitwa munyika mucontinent yeAfrica, particularly tichitarisa macommunities atinobva. Ini ndinobva kuma rural communities and ndichishanda kupromota rural education. Saka kuti tinge tichiwana zvinhu zvese izvi, tinonge tichifanira kunge tinofanira kuisa mafacilities anokwanisa kukata kuti kunge kuine access to education. Iriko here access to education kuti vana vari kukwanisa here kuwana access to education? Asati zvawanika, asati yavapo. Tinotarisa kuti zvikoro zvedu so far tine murayiridzi wani anenge ane vana kana 100 kana vana 80 muclass. Tine vana vakagara, vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kuwana education. Tine vanorarama neurema watinoti people living with disabilities. Tine mafacilities here anokwanisa kunge wachikatwa kuti vange vachikwanisa kusvika, vange vachikwanisa kuwana education. We are talking about IT right now. I'm speaking
Skype.
But zvinokwanisika here kuti zvinge zvichiitika mudzidzo yedu kuti tiinclude zvakaita seIT? Hatikakwanisi kusvita nekusofa tikutasa nenyaya yemagets, nyaya yemuwirwi, nyaya yekupedza nyika yese, but kuti IT inova compulsory subject so far mumaschools edu inge iriko. Hazvikwanisike nekuti magets haatomboriko, zvimwe zvikoro hazvitorina magets but IT is a subject. So tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvatofanira kunge tichigadzirisa senyika kuti tinge tichikwanisa kunge tichisvika kutibate masustainable development goals. Tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvatofanisa kugadzisa kuti education iwe accessible to each and everyone. Tinotarisa education chinhu chakakosha zvikuru, chinhu chinotransforma masocieties edu. Kunyange waMandela wakataura izvozvo. Education yakanakira kuti inoitawo kuti nharaunda pache zvayo inoupgradeka, kwakuita kuti vagari vemunharaunda vachone vanoupgradeka. Nekumunhu anenge awana access to education, upenyu hwake hunosumukira. Saka education yakakosha and it should be number one priority, and we are going to work very hard even when we go back in our communities kuti tinge tichiita kuti education inge iri accessible uye education inge iri quality education aso. But after all, the government has a role to play to provide for quality education. Most quality education, yes, people can go, sometimes can access education, but it cannot be quality when we have a teacher who is not motivated, when we do not have tisina proper infrastructure, you know, to run a quality education. And we also invent skills. Muno muAmerica ndo mandakwanisa kuona kuti the school dropout anogona kuva engineer because curriculum yavo inokata for that. We also need made to embrace some of those things so that education yedu yova iri diversity, ichi include ama skills evana kuti vange vachi wange wachizowana remangwana rakanaka.
Aiwa takunzwa vachere, that was a mouthful, but I proved that vakadzidza zvechokwadi. Vakasvika ku America vakati yeah, ndiri kudzidza. Now pass out of 5 minutes so kan ndotanga ndoya kwa uri Simba and then pass more. You are within the entrepreneurial world. You're within the entrepreneurial world, and right now the country's economy is not conducive. I've spoken to both panels and I've talked about how President Obama, the man who kicked off this program, kept talking about collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. Mm-hmm. To fix Africa's problems, young people have to collaborate. How do we, a person like yourself, go across the continent when, how do you move forward fixing that situation and collaborating?
Yeah. So I think, Chiktanga Chiripo, as Africans, as Ambutaro na Ana Pahangari Munum Studio, we have so much in common that we have, that we can utilize as young people to actually collaborate. You're right that sometimes it feels like we're not the same, but the truth is we are the same. So one of the things that I've actually gotten to learn when I came to the U.S. As an entrepreneur is something called human-centered design. Mm-hmm. So human-centered design is about making stuff that people want. Mm-hmm. The reason why most startups fail, whether you're in Zimbabwe, in Kenya, or even here in the U.S., is because you have made something that no one wants, right? Mm-hmm. So a human-centered design approach allows you to talk to the clients, mm-hmm. right? To talk to the potential clients and ask them what their problem is, right? Mm-hmm. Without suggesting any solution, just saying, what is the most pressing problem that you have?
Mkoma Simba.
Yeah.
How many people walk around the whole country? What
I can assure you is that for you to actually succeed in business, sometimes you need to do things that some other people would think are silly, mm-hmm. right? Because at the end of the day, if you make a product, you only have one customer, mm-hmm. and that customer will be you,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I'm gonna business rambo sex and one customer.
Mm-hmm.
So as a tool for collaboration, if we talk to people, right, everyone wants to sell to a lot of people.
Of course.
Right? So you don't go to a colleague in Kenya and say, hey, I have a currency from Zimbabwe, I have this, I have a market.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a market, you open yourself up to the potential to actually collaborate with, mm-hmm. with other people. So when I go back home, I'm going to be teaching a lot of people that I talk to about this approach because I think it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you don't ask them for what they think the solution should be, but you ask them for their problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because people engage with businesses so that they get solutions out of them.
You actually just reminded me of something that mm-hmm. really important that I can't even remember where in life I encountered this.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how a lot of businesses were formulated based on the idea of solving a problem.
Yeah.
Not making money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah.
So how do you go about teaching that? Because it seems as though a lot of models in Zimbabwe are not cheap. And up Namabasa Saka Arungo no Iwa pass more and Aru Teng Samatimat. Saka Nenu can a pass more with a big Nikatenga Matamatis.
Yeah. You know what, Mike, I think the one thing that we cannot do, me and Passmore and everyone who came here, is to come here and sit in Washington DC and start saying, just because we're sitting in America, you know, we expect everyone to apply this approach and mm-hmm. things are going to work.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, you know, Zimbabwe is a difficult country, right?
Hustle.
It's a difficult country. You need to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, ukaenda ku Zimbabwe, boys rinotengesa pa Zimex, boys rinotengesa kupi. Rupa vanhu zvinza varikuda.
Mhm.
Wazoona? Like vanhu varikutengesa zvinzi kudya nevanhu.
Mhm.
Problem inoitika pana NHDK is kuti munodzana neshamwari dzako kuti hachini chikaichi chiri right chinofamba so human centered design inoshanda pa Zimex more inoshanda pa no tengesa madomas inoshanda kumbare saka at the end of the day aisinyaye kuti chii chauri kuita but inyaye kuti we identify problem here and the problem iyo uri kuisolve very effectively so it applies everywhere it applies in Zimbabwe but like I said I don't want to come here and make it seem like we now have all the answers.
No.
We now have ideas. Mm-hmm. Or just because kuno kune magetsi, munhu wese arofanira kuita zvatirikuita because kuno kune magetsi.
Aiwa, takunzwa mukoma Simba mupfuma. Ande kuna pass more, pasara 2 minutes. Saka ndikupa 1 minute kuti upedze chirongwa. Respond to the last question.
Okay, Mike, sezvandambotaura kuti inini ndinoita nezve communication. Kuti ndinovimba kuti kune vanhu vanezwa kawanda. There are people who have prudent ideas that can help us solve this, the problems that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But then those people ativazivi because
saka zvino munovawana sei.
That's why Tishiti, we need a platform where even the people in those marginalized communities, kumachonyonyo, you know what I'm saying? Those people have to be seen kuti they can work on this area kuti tigadzirise my problems atichifesa. Like I can say kuti kuchirenzi kwandobanditi kune munhu atisiri kuziva kuti ariko, but that person has got all the ideas that tikakwanisa kushandisa kuti to solve the problems that we are facing. So tikuti pamberi ne
aiwa, Zimbabwe muhle, you just heard from Simba Mubvuma and Pasmo Ndlovu. Nasi tachikurukura nevechidiki vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Nguva yangu ndiyadyanana, tasvika kumagumo echirongwa, sesvikile mapetsolo enohlelo. God does look at Daba, let's meet same time, same place next week. I'm your host, Big Mike, aka Mike Wobe. Zimbabwe muhle, bye bye!